Lost.
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis.
Smoke. I make fart noises with my mouth.
Lost and smoke.
So how was your week?
Probably not as eventful as your week was.
No.
So you got to take a visit somewhere where you didn't expect to take a visit this week.
Yeah.
I believe the letters E-R.
And George Clooney was not involved. I should be so lucky.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I am the Reverend Smoke and Steve. He is Los. We are Los and Smoke. And let me tell you something. We got stories. Boy, do we got stories.
Well, this is exciting because you have a great story about
all kinds
of neat things that happened to you.
Yeah, like
your trip to the hospital. Maybe you can make a book out of this. A children's book?
A pop-up book, maybe.
Well, that's not a children's book.
No, yeah. You don't want to turn to page 7, believe me. Stay away from page 7, kids. It's not pretty. Yeah.
So anyway, are you going to do the introductions? You're the Reverend.
I just did. Were you not listening?
No, I don't listen to anything you say.
Boy, this is getting off to a rousing fucking start right now, isn't it? Jeez.
Put that explicit term right up there already.
I am in a mood right now. I really am. I'm on muscle relaxers right now, and it's a beautiful thing. You could hear the glass clinking. That's my water.
Water, huh?
Yeah, it's water.
Yeah, muscle relaxers and alcohol. That's a case study right
there.
Yes,
I am not drinking alcohol. I'm drinking water. I swear to everybody. But it sounds like I could be like Dean Martin right now, you know?
He's dead.
But I'm not, thank God.
Dead as a doornail.
Yes.
But, I mean, you could actually call Keith Richards up, and he could tell you what happens when you mix muscle relaxers and alcohol.
I bet he knows.
He does.
He has probably a very good idea.
He was interviewed a couple weeks ago and said someone asked him about if he still takes drugs.
And he went,
that was translated into he doesn't take drugs anymore because they're not strong enough for him.
Ah, he needs horse tranquilizers.
There's a guy
point.
You can believe, too. You're like, you don't even bat an eye with that. You're like, that's probably true.
Yeah. If it were Charlie Watts, the drummer, you would probably be like, that's full of shit.
He had a coke addiction in the mid-80s.
He did. That's right, he did.
Yes, he did.
But he's not that much of a druggie that he would need to graduate the horse tranquilizers in order just to feel anything by now.
Speaking of which, what are you graduating to?
I'm just staying with the muscle relaxers.
Right.
Matter of fact, the doctor said today I don't even have to take them, so.
He said you don't have to take them
anymore. I don't have to take them anymore. But
he said this.
Yes.
But you,
I may keep going because they're good. They're quite good.
I can just imagine. I talked to you on Tuesday night.
Yes.
And I was like, this would be gold right now because you were loopy.
I just taken the first one. Let's be clear on this. The stuff I'm taking is actually quite mild. I can function. I can even drive. And they said everything. All of that is fine. I was more loopy from just the whole day of being, oh my God, I was in the hospital earlier today wondering if my heart was okay. And now I'm laying here taking muscle relaxers and talking to Los. It's like the opposite ends of the spectrum there.
I don't know whether to thank you or hit you.
Well, given my choice, I'd rather be talking to you on muscle relaxers than
not talking to me on muscle relaxers.
Exactly. Yes, I think I would make that choice. So, yeah, I
appreciate that, I think.
It came straight from the heart. It really did.
I'm glad it did.
So, if you hadn't read the blog, I did go to the ER on Tuesday with chest pains and was wondering what the hell was going on, and it turned out to be okay. Thank God.
Yeah, but you didn't know about that for hours.
About three, actually.
That's a long time to go between like not knowing what was wrong with you and being in an ER to being totally happy.
Well, I mean, that's including the time at the end of the ER time. I was in the ER for a total of 3 hours, and there was probably a period of time in the morning before that. But, the ER, there was a very small ER I went to, I must say. I didn't even have a room.
Ooh.
No, they had me in a bed.
Where were you?
It was Riddle.
Oh, Riddle.
And they had me in a bed in the hallway. Okay? Now, okay. Picture this, first of all. I'm still a big ass guy here.
All right? And people got to see your ass.
People got to see plenty. They gave me a gallon. I was functional this whole time. I drove
By the
there
way,
myself.
We should probably give people warnings. Like, if you're eating something, you should either
put it down.
Stop. Get some Tums.
Put down the banana.
Get some Tums and pop a few of those pills.
That's what she said, yes.
Oh, boy.
Actually, that's what she said was for the banana reference. It wasn't even for that. It was too late.
What banana?
Boy, these muscle relaxers are really good. I tell
you. I was wondering when you said that you were driving in reverse to my house.
Yeah, oh, that was fun. So anyway, yeah, they stuck me in, and granted, I'm functional at this time. The pain on a scale of 1 to 10 is probably about a 3 or 4, but it wasn't going away. It was just kind of sitting there, and most of it was me in my mind going, holy shit, what's going on here? It was never at any point, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack. It was, oh my God, am I having a heart attack? it was a question.
You've also had this before, but you've never had it this bad.
No, I've never had it this bad at all. And, you get little tiny pains here and there, and they go away. This one wasn't going away.
Overnight.
No.
And the way you explained it to me, I don't know if you remember this in your half-loop state.
Uh-huh.
You said that you got it when Sony came into the bedroom.
Yeah. No. I'm half asleep at the time.
I'm wondering, I did not know it was Chains and Whips night that
Hey, night. Now, come on. She's a sweet girl.
Sweet She's girls a- like Chains and Whips.
I'm sure they do, but some of them.
I'm just saying, what could possibly have jarred you into that kind of state?
She just I was half asleep, I was dozed off, and she opened the door. That's what happened. I can't believe it either.
I don't believe it.
But after it happened, my heart started going like
a spin cycle.
Yeah, like a spin cycle. I had a rinse cycle in my chest is what was going on. And then after that, I started feeling some of the pain and wondering what was going on. But
you got to sleep.
I got to sleep. It was minor. I didn't think much of it. But the next morning, it was still there and not going away.
That's weird.
That's when I started wondering, oh, gee. And then I started reading WebMD. And that just sent me into
panic. Oh, that scares the hell out of you.
Yeah, because it says in there, even if it's a minor pain, you should be going to the hospital now.
Seriously?
It literally said that in capital letters. You should go to the hospital now.
And don't keep reading.
And I'm looking at it going, but I got to go to work.
It didn't say go to work first and then go to the hospital.
It didn't say go to work, take care of your appointments, and then go to the hospital. It said go to the hospital now.
And
I basically went to the hospital.
Not right away.
Not right away. I was debating. Yeah. I didn't know if this was worse or not, bad enough to go. But I managed to make it all the way into work. And then my boss said, dude, go to the hospital.
That's weird, Steve. I would have gone probably right away.
Probably, but I was still trying to talk myself
so
out of it.
So dedicated to work. Actually, I bet you just didn't want to. You were just hoping it would go away, so you didn't have to hear anything the doctor had to say to you.
Right. Right. And I didn't want to have to pay $100 to the ER to find out that I had gas. But, you know.
Wow.
No, actually, you know, I'm being a little bit facetious here. Yeah. All along, I think I knew I was going to the hospital. But I was trying to see, well, gee, maybe I can just get it checked out later. Maybe it's not a heart attack. Maybe it's just a sign of something, you know, a little more. That's something that can be checked later.
I really think that you just didn't want to hear from the doctor because the doctor's like our parents.
Yeah.
Like when we were kids. You can't do that. You can't do this.
Have you been eating properly?
Did you brush your teeth?
Did you?
Oh!
Did you wear your mittens this morning?
Yeah. I mean, that. My just going on a parent rant.
Yes.
My mom dressed me up ridiculously.
I've seen the pictures. That was not pretty.
So, the winter coats were, I looked like an Eskimo.
Oh, wow.
And it was like 50 degrees outside.
A German Eskimo.
A Jeskimo.
Nice.
So, anyway.
So, yeah, the worst part about that is the gown that they gave me, which, you know, flat out sucked.
I'm guessing hospitals don't really spend enough money on
gowns. No.
Here's the thing.
If you know anything about me, I've been in and out of the hospital for the past 5 years of my whole cancer thing. I've put these things on before. Okay. They've had big ones for me before, like muumuus. You know, I don't mind wearing the hospital muumuu because it covers everything.
I have an idea for what you can dress up as for Halloween.
A hospital patient?
Yeah, but don't go trick-or-treating.
No.
Because you will have a heck of a trick to show them.
Hey! Maybe a really small trick, too, unfortunately.
I was talking about the back.
Oh, good. Anyway. But no, they didn't give me the hospital moo-moo. They gave me the hospital apron.
like a little napkin.
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing. I couldn't figure out how the hell to put it on. So they put me in the bathroom. I'm in there. I'm looking at this thing. I don't know where my arms go. It's not like a traditional shirt. It's something you have to put over you, tie around, tie in a certain place, snap in another place. I realized that when I came out, I had snapped the armhole around my neck. And I couldn't tie the back, so I held the back, basically went out to the nurse's station and looked at them and said, I'm not doing this right, am I? They all started laughing. Four people at the nurse's station, all of them started going,
hey, see, I mean, you made their day.
I must have. I'm there, you know, in a modicum of pain, wondering what's going on, but at least we can laugh about the gown. So
I might be dying of a heart attack, but I'm glad you're getting your rocks off.
Exactly.
Right now.
I'm glad you guys are very happy. I've brought some joy into your life.
Now, if you excuse me, I'm going to go back in the room and die.
Yes.
Thank you.
What if I were dying? That would have been one of my last moments on Earth, is making the nurses laugh because my gown sucked.
You go out with a bang. That's great. Not the bang you want to go out with.
I should be so lucky.
Not the bang you want to go out with.
But so I get to lay on the bed, and they had a bed in the hallway. They were out of the room, so they had to put me in the bed in the hallway. So I'm laying there right across from the nurse's station, and people are just walking past. And after about 45 minutes of laying on the bed, after they hooked me up to the EKG, they hooked me up to all this stuff, finally somebody puts a blanket over my legs. After 45 minutes, I'm like, gee, thanks. I wish I'd have thought of that.
Wow. Yeah. I just want to know what the perfect day to get sick is, because obviously
Tuesday sucks. Yeah, they got the...
Because when I get sick, I want to make sure I get sick on the right day.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are getting sick on the weekends. You don't want to do that.
No, that's basically...
I think Wednesday would probably be a better day. I don't know.
Midweek, it probably slows down. The weekend traffic is gone.
Exactly.
We haven't gotten up to the following weekend traffic. Yeah. So, yeah, Wednesday would probably be the best day for that.
Everyone's home from the show. Sure, they're all tan.
You can't take Wednesdays off at work, you know?
Exactly.
Mondays you like to take off, Tuesdays maybe. Wednesday's a good day.
Yeah, I think so. But anyway, that's just my experience, laying out in the hallway. And there's people coming in. They had a car accident nearby. Right at that moment, and all of a sudden, four people came in, all of them in pain, all of them wheeled past me, groaning in pain, and I feel like shit for them.
And here you're sitting there with gas.
Well, no.
Just kidding.
It was a little worse than gas.
Okay.
I can say that. I didn't go there with gas. They gave it a name, costochondritis.
Bless you.
Yeah, thank you. But
I'm not even going to ask how to spell that.
No. Well, it's not that hard, actually.
Okay, let's not do that.
I could probably spell it right now. Okay. But what it is chest wall pain. It was pain. It was inflammation of the cartilage of the rib cage.
Or in your case, breast wall pain.
Breast. Come
on
now.
I'm sorry.
They've shrunk in the past year. I had that Punky Brewster reduction surgery. It's all good. But anyway...
Punky Brewster. Yeah,
don't you remember she had the big tatas and she got them reduced?
I'll be honest with you. I've never watched Punky Brewster.
No, well, she grew. Trust me. She grew up. So that had to be, I think, of all the dignity-losing moments of my life, top two.
All right.
It's hard to think of one worse.
But that's cool.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It could have been worse.
Hey, listen, you made a big fuss about it being really silly. And
I feel stupid.
I'd rather you go to something like this no matter what, because in case it wasn't silly.
Right. I guess you're
right. Then we'd be doing the podcast from the hospital bed, and that wouldn't be nearly as fun.
No, it wouldn't. The nurses would have to hook up all the equipment.
And that would suck.
Instead of a rinse cycle, we'd have the heart monitor in the background, the EKG. That, you know, it would make for an interesting sound effect.
Sure.
But, all right. But that's all over with.
The
Rev is back.
And he's feeling
pretty good. He ain't going anywhere.
Good.
For a while.
Good. That's a good thing.
I think so.
I don't want the Rev to go anywhere.
No, neither do I. I like him right where he is, thank you. So anyway, what we were going to do is we were going to have story time with Los. And that is what we were going to do for the whole podcast until all this mess happened. But yeah. Now we are going to go into story time with Los here, because really, Los's stories are so damn much funnier than mine.
I don't have a story today with any aprons and it hanging over my twig and berries and all that stuff.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh. Well, you should.
What are we doing over here?
Oh, no, I just confused Los with the sound. Don't worry. Don't. It's okay. It's okay.
Turn me off, damn it.
It's okay. Don't panic.
Don't turn me off, damn it.
It's okay. But anyway, don't turn me off. Isn't it usually the other way around? I didn't mean to turn you on, Robert Palmer. I don't know. I'm loopy. It's muscle relaxers.
Punky Brewster and Robert Palmer.
That's what muscle relaxers do to you.
Let me ask you, what other podcast will you get that kind of a...
No other podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Not. You will not hear about Punky Brewster and muscle relaxers and Robert Palmer and hospital gowns and
there's
EKGs.
Probably a reason for that.
There may be. We suck. But anyway, I was going to put on your theme music for this particular... segment. I had to use it.
It's growing on me like a fungus.
I love Lucy there. And it's not too loud.
That might be a good thing.
There we go.
There it is.
Wow. I don't know why it's not that loud.
That's okay. I think the podcast audience is happy about that.
She's my there we go. And
I'm her shit.
Yes, another episode of Los Loves Lucy. Yes,
oh, man.
Yes.
And this is with the original Lucy.
The original Lucy.
Yes. I figured I'd talk about the events leading up to my first kiss.
Oh.
It's an exciting story. And normally, I guess everyone remembers their first kiss.
Uh-huh.
I would think. You probably remember yours.
I do,
a couple
yes.
years ago. And did I say that?
Quick story. I was 10. Okay?
Whoa.
Yes, I was 10.
I wasn't 10.
I was 10.
I think
but it wasn't that big of a kiss. It was like a peck. She came at me out of nowhere.
Gina Baselli?
No.
Did I mention her name?
No. I had nothing to do with her.
All right.
Apparently, no one had anything to do with her. I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know.
She's blossomed into a fantastic woman.
Yeah, I'm sure she has. But
or not.
Stop it. We promised we were going to mention names.
I know.
No, no.
Erase.
I don't, you know, it was a daughter of a friend of my mom's. I don't even remember her name. We were hanging out over at her house, and they sent me out back to play with the kids, and she was out there, and she just rushed at me with one. Just out of the blue.
Did she lose a bet? Can you bet
I guess she
10?
Must have. She probably went to her friends and go, watch me kiss the fat kid. And she came at me, bam! And I was just standing there like, what the fuck was that?
Did they like carry her off the field like, you know, like an NFL coach?
Like she
the
had
Super
just
Bowl?
Scored a touchdown? No, I don't think so. I think they carried her off like she had just gotten a hit from Brian Dawkins or something. they put the neck collar around her and
put a big towel around her. Took her to the hospital immediately, get her rabies shots.
But that was I guess technically my first kiss was
I guess a peck could be that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was on the mouth though. That's gotta count for something.
I guess.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a...
It wasn't
anyway.
Like... It wasn't with tongue, no.
No. No.
No. But anyway, that's my boring story. My stories are boring. Los's are better. That's why you need to tell the story.
Thanks.
Yes. So where are we going to start with this story?
We're going to start right before the freshman dance.
Okay.
Now, I had dated a girl before in seventh grade.
Freshman high school dance. So we're about 14 at
14,
this point.
14,
okay.
Yeah. And I had dated a girl before in the seventh grade. And, you know, nothing happened. We just slow danced together and never called each other and never went anywhere. I think we went to the mall once for a pretzel and a Slurpee or an Icy. I think it was an Icy.
Well, they had Icy's at the mall.
So it was an Icy.
It was an Icy.
Definitely not a Slurpee.
No, Slurpees were at 7-Eleven. You don't get Slurpees at a mall, you jackass.
So I just wanted to let you know that I was kind of experienced in dating.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not.
Oh, you'd have had a pretzel.
Am I experienced in dating? I bought the girl an Icy. Of course I'm experienced.
You bought the girl an Icy. She should have been putting out.
That's right. Putting out would have been holding my hand at that point, probably. But, The whole plan for the freshman dance was my cousin and another friend. We were going to stay home on that Friday night and watch Beastmaster and eat popcorn.
Oh, I remember the Beastmaster.
That was it.
Tanya Roberts.
Yes, that was it.
Oh. She was a redhead.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Way before that 70s show, and she looked good in that 70s show. Mm-hmm. But
right before Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, the movie I saw 7 times only because she showed her breasts 3 times.
Nice. I didn't know that. She didn't show her breasts in Beastmaster.
Yes, she did. I remember that.
Really?
Yeah, once.
Okay.
You were probably a little busy.
So
you were with a woman at the time. I was home alone when I saw the.
I wasn't with a woman. This was just me and my cousin. And
I lost track.
So that was the plan. We weren't going to go to the dance.
Okay.
And my other cousin threw a wrench into that.
Okay.
She got two of her friends to go to the dance with my cousin and his friend.
Okay.
So now I'm all by myself a week before the dance.
Uh huh.
So I'm thinking to myself, well, it looks like another Commodore 64 night.
Yeah.
You know, just going to sit back and play some Micro League Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Because I am such an exciting guy.
You are. I can smell it.
The excitement smells?
Yes, it does.
Like excitement.
It smells like excitement, but go on.
So I go to class the next week, and I'm really bumming. I'm so upset that I'm not going. I could have gone by myself, but I thought that would be like... being like you, Steve.
Yeah.
Ouch. Sorry about that. No, I just...
Because, you know, everyone in high school was saying that. It's like, well, you know, I really want to go to the dance because I don't want to be like Steve. They were all... That was like the rallying cry of freshman
year. That's why they got dates for the dance.
They got dates. I sat at home.
Did you go to the dance?
No.
Okay.
I never went to a dance in high school.
Wow.
I didn't even go to the prom.
I didn't know that.
I was lost. I really was. I was too cheap to buy a limo. But
well, see, if I would have known that, we could have hung out in Steve's kitchen.
We could have.
Damn.
Yeah. You and I could have hung out in a freshman dance, but you didn't know that. You were too busy trying to score.
No. See.
I was too busy trying to get a Slurpee from the 7-Eleven where they have the Slurpees, which was a block away.
See, I wasn't even planning on going.
Okay.
Okay, so Wednesday comes and doesn't go. It's still there. Wednesday's still there, and one of my classes ends early.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to the front of the class, and there's this girl, Lucy.
Lucy.
She's in the class.
Uh-huh.
And she asked me, so, hey, Los, are you going to the dance? And I was like, nah, I'm not going. And she's like, why? I said, I don't have a date. And she said, I'm going, and I don't have a date. And something clicked in my head, and I said, why don't we go together?
Wow.
And she says, okay. And I follow up with, no, I'm serious. No, I'm serious.
No, really?
No, seriously.
You and me.
Yeah,
it'd be a good idea.
Don't patronize me with your okay stuff. So she was like, no, seriously, I would love to go to the dance with you. And I was floored by this.
Gee, there's a thought.
I was so floored by this
uh-huh.
that I had 2 nights of insomnia leading up to the dance.
Wow. You couldn't sleep for two of them?
2 nights.
Wow.
Could not sleep. There are bags under my eyes.
Huh.
If you look at the pictures.
Usually 14-year-old kids don't have trouble sleeping.
Oh, I felt this could be a life-altering experience.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the dance with...
You thought that someday, I'm going to be sitting in my own basement talking into a microphone about this experience.
I was hoping I could take this stuff down.
Yes.
No doubt. So, the night of the dance comes, and my mom is the driver, the
uh-oh.
chauffeur.
Inga is involved.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Probably the first time that you guys get to hear about Inga.
Oh, yeah. This will
she
be good.
She's using the Aerostar. We had a 1986 Aerostar, 87.
I didn't think they made Aerostars in 86.
It may have been 87.
Okay. I thought they probably
No, it was
did.
In 86. Okay. It was white with black racing stripes and rope lights on the inside.
What's your mom doing with... racing stripes.
I think they got a deal on it, and that was it. You know, the guy at the lot said, "Guess what? I'm going to sell these Germans." Kyle, we bought the night's car today. It's got lights all over the inside and little stripes on the outside. Oh, it's so nice.
Did she actually say that?
I actually think that was my dad. That's
your dad, who sounded a lot like your mom.
Well, not exactly the same. But so my mom takes us to the dance.
Okay.
We go to the dance, and I don't remember too much about the dance.
Drunk?
No. Ninth grade?
Drugged?
It was the insomnia, probably.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember too much about it. I remember the end of the dance came, and two of my soccer buddies, who were both stoners
mm-hmm.
and were stoned,
mm-hmm.
said, hey, can we get a ride to Denny's with you, your mom, and Lucy?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. Fine. So these stoners are in my white Aerostar with the black racing stripes and the rope lights on the inside.
And your mom.
And my mom.
Your mom is in a car.
With two stoners.
With two stoners.
And you. And the seating situation was my mom's driving, Lucy in the front seat with her, the two stoners on each side of me.
You're in the back, and you're in the middle.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm just sitting there with the two stoners.
You got a stoner sandwich right there.
And we went to Denny's, and they probably ordered everything on the menu.
I bet they did.
Because Denny's is probably the best place to go when you have that stuff in you.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes.
You order chicken fingers, and then you order the Grand Slam breakfast. Yes. And then you order the Oreo pie. And you wash it down with a milkshake.
Yes. Double scoop.
Yes.
All that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Go on.
So
not that I would know anything about that. But go on.
So after Denny's, we drive back in the same formation, basically.
Okay.
The two stoners on the
back. Nothing interesting happens during the meal.
I don't remember that.
So your mom is there with you for the whole meal.
She is, but she's sitting at the bar.
Oh, you know, the Denny's bar, the counter.
Bar. Yes, the counter, the bar.
She's having shots.
I think you can buy beer at Denny's, actually.
Not in Pennsylvania.
Well.
No.
Anyway. So, we're driving back.
Uh-huh.
Same formation.
Uh-huh.
And the two stoners are elbowing me, going, "You gotta kiss her? You gotta kiss her? You gotta kiss her? You gotta kiss her?" I'm like, A, my mom's there. B, I got two stoners sitting on either side of me. We pull up, and Lucy gets out of the car, and I'm like, "See ya." And she just walked up to the door by herself and left.
Yeah.
And that was it. And
we didn't even get to walk her up to the door because you were the meat of a stoner sandwich.
Well, I probably could have if I had any balls. But I was like, I am not
going to. They were shrunk to raise
the worst them. Thing I could possibly do is kiss a girl in front of my mom.
Yeah.
That would have been
horrible. Because I can only imagine that reaction. Oh, God, kiss the girl.
Well, that's more Swedish sounding.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, I'm not the German.
My mom would have thrown German words at me that Germans haven't even heard.
What do you think she would? Do you think she would have been mad?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
She probably
would have asked me if I put a condom on my tongue.
But in that accent, because do that in the accent.
How did you put rubbers on your tongue?
Yeah.
Yes, I put galoshes on my tongue. Yes, that's exactly what I did. Thank you.
Oh, man. You got to understand Inga, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sure we'll have conversations about her in the future. But, so that was a Friday night.
Yes.
The next night, we do our little date night after the prom.
Okay.
Or the freshman dance. I'm sorry.
The freshman dance.
And I take her bowling.
Oh, that's exciting.
And we walked
at 14. Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Here's the worst part. I can't really say this, but
you walked to bowling?
Yes, we walked to bowling.
I know where the bowling alley is. It's a little bit of a hike
from her house.
Oh, from her house, it's probably
It's a 10-minute walk.
Okay,
but I recently joined this hockey team.
Uh huh.
And I got a jersey of this guy that played, whose last name is exactly the same as her last name.
Okay.
And I wore that jersey bowling because it had her last name on it.
Oh.
Suck it! I thought I was impressing her. Hey, you know what? This girl's really going to be impressed when I wear her last name on the back of my shirt.
Jesus.
Oh, I was
your balls shrunk down to the head of a pin by this point. You may as well just check them at the door.
Well, I did bowl a 181 that night. I remember that.
Oh, sure. Who wouldn't?
Wearing a girl's last name on your shirt.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, after bowling, we go back to her place.
Uh-huh.
And we're sitting there. Basically, there's a chair, an end table, and a chair.
Okay.
And we're sitting in each of the chairs.
Don't tell me you practiced on the chair first.
No, I did practice on making it on the pillows, which comes in later.
Oh, comes in later. Sure, okay, got it. Because I know practice makes perfect with you.
So we're sitting on the chairs,
yes.
Just watching TV, mm-hmm. And really nothing is going on.
Mm-hmm.
I look down,
mm-hmm.
And I see a metal meter stick. I'm like, hey, this is interesting. Pick it up, whack her in the knee with it.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yep. Thought it'd be a good icebreaker.
So you thought she was Nancy Kerrigan?
Well, I don't know. I thought it was. I thought.
I don't know what to say to that. You hit her in the knee with a stick,
with a metal stick,
with a metal stick. Just because? Oh, there's a metal stick on the ground. Let's see what I can do with this. Boom!
Pretty sure I wasn't too interested in what was going on TV. I wanted to see if I could make it progress. It worked on the pillow, damn it.
Yeah, well, you hit the stick with a pillow?
Sort of.
You hit the pillow with a stick, I should say.
Anyway.
I don't know. So it's the muscle relaxers. I'm loopy.
So the next thing I know, we're wrestling.
Oh, okay. It well, no, worked. Wait a minute.
It kind of worked.
It worked.
Yes, it
she
actually
liked it.
Worked.
She liked it.
We are on the floor wrestling.
Whoa.
This is getting great. Laughing, giggling, wrestling, and all
the,
of a sudden...
The stupidest move of your life...
Oh, I've done worse.
And it worked. Well, okay. Well, yeah, okay. Got it. But top 10.
Top 5, probably.
Top 5, yeah. And it worked.
That was, that was like the first of my
It many. Initiated something good.
Yes.
That's incredible.
So take your meter stick out to the bars and whack people in the knee.
Just start whacking women, they'll want to wrestle.
So... As it goes on,
okay,
we're wrestling,
mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, we're face-to-face, laughing.
Okay.
And then it got serious.
Uh-oh.
And moment. She's moving in closer.
Moment of truth.
And closer.
Uh-huh.
And closer.
Uh-huh.
Until we are, like, nose-to-nose.
No, like, inches between
inches,
you.
Yes.
You're smelling her breath at this point.
And, Steve, I swear to you, I lost consciousness. I picked up a pillow and whacked her in the head. Whacked her in the head with it.
Okay. That had to be the stupidest move of your life right there.
Well, I mean, obviously we didn't kiss that night.
Well, yeah.
I did get a goodnight hug, which I was very good at for some reason. I was very good at hugging.
So what's going through your mind at this point? Can you remember?
Well, you know what? It was when I left the house. That is when I realized how stupid I was.
Okay.
I was like, did I just hit a girl in the head with a pillow?
Yeah.
When she was about to kiss me,
yeah.
I had built this kiss up to be the end-all, be-all of human existence, Steve.
This was going to be what turned you. This was going to put hair on your chest.
Something.
This was going to make your balls grow to about 2 inches.
Yes. It was finally going to make my balls drop.
Yeah. They were going to hang after this. You were going to have hanging balls.
I had so much stress and pressure on myself from this that... I had built this up, and I was not ready to do this.
Yeah.
I thought I was. I practiced on the pillow, feathered down pillow.
They're the best.
The best. And I screwed it up.
Okay.
So a week goes by. I see her in the hallway. I see her in the hallway, and I'm more embarrassed than anything else. I'm like, hey, there's a girl I hit in the head with a pillow. Oh, shit. So a week goes by, and she calls me on Sunday. And I'm, my God. I guess she still likes me. I don't know what the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, hey, Los, do you want to go for a walk? In my head, again, you've heard all the stories. In my head, I think she goes for walks with her friends every Sunday evening.
Yeah.
It's just going to be me and her friends, and we're going to go and do her little walk.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking. For some stupid reason, that's mm-hmm. what I'm thinking. So I meet her at the high school.
Okay.
And it's just her. And I'm like, where are your friends? And she looks at me like, what are you talking about?
I'm surprised she even bothers to kiss you at this point. In her mind, she's going, you stupid
maybe
son
I was cute,
of a
though.
Bitch.
Maybe it was a cute thing.
No, it wasn't that. I know it wasn't that.
Maybe it was the tight blue Wrangler jeans that I had on.
Might have been, but I'm not one to judge.
I don't know.
You kept the lederhosen at home. Good move.
So, we start walking.
Yes.
And we walk around the high school.
Okay.
Right by the softball field. You remember where
I do, yes.
Right by the gym.
Mm-hmm.
She pins me to the wall.
Wow.
Pins me to
now
the wall.
Now, she's a strong woman.
She is.
Athletic.
And threw me off guard.
Uh-huh.
Big time.
Uh-huh.
And she gets close to me, and she's doing the deep breaths like, I really had a good time at the dance.
Ooh.
And I'm like, me too. I had a great time at the dance. I can't wait till we start walking again. True story.
You started blubbering?
I was blubbering. And she's
like tears?
Well, yeah, I was close to tears, probably. I'm not really sure. But she gets closer and closer, and I have no pillow to hit her with.
No, your defense.
My pillow's gone.
Your pillow's gone. So, but your nuts are growing.
I don't know. She starts kissing me, and I feel her tongue in my mouth. And
wow.
I lost consciousness again, and next thing I know, I'm walking. And she's like, what are you doing? And I said, I thought we were walking tonight. I thought we were walking.
You were really looking forward to walking.
You did not mention kissing at all on the phone.
Why didn't you say, hey, Carl, come on out tonight. We'll go kissing.
Let's go kiss.
That way you would have been prepared.
I could have said no.
You needed like a week's advance notice. Hey, Carl, we're going to have our first kiss on Sunday. Get ready, okay?
Well, that was basically it. But by the end of the night, I became good at kissing.
Really? You got more practice that night?
I did, yeah. We actually, we walked for about another 20 steps, and I said, you know what? I think I'm ready now.
Yeah.
went back to the wall. She pinned me back to it, and we started.
You had to go back to the wall to kiss?
Absolutely, because I probably would have fallen over. I probably would have gotten vertigo or something.
Oh, nice.
Got a little top heavy. I don't know.
A little woozy.
And that night, I remember being in my bathtub going, I kissed a girl. Oh, my God. I kissed a girl. Wow. It was everything I thought it was would be.
By the way, how long before the infamous Mike Schmidt episode was this?
It's about 2.5 months.
2.5 months. So from first kiss
To rounding third,
2.5 months.
Yeah.
How many kisses did you get in between then?
Oh, we became regulars at it.
Okay, so every night you're sucking face.
Maybe not every night.
Or every night you're together?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
So
I don't think we did the kissing at school thing.
Okay.
You know, in between.
Oh, that was sick.
I don't think we did that.
I walk down the hall and there's kids sucking face over there.
You start slipping in the saliva and stuff.
Yeah, pissed me off.
Because you weren't getting any.
Exactly.
You know, what's he got that I don't? I don't know.
What did I have that he didn't?
That's right.
This is about 50 or 60 extra pounds.
Wow. But you were smoking Steve the Weather Guy.
Oh, no, I was not the Weather Guy.
Sports Guy.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Jeez. Don't even remember my legacy, you motherfucker.
Oh, hey.
I'm very. It's the muscle. It's the mother. It's the muscle relaxers.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a pretty funny story.
That's good.
We were able to continue dating for about 7 months until I screwed that up.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is another story
for another time.
Because we're pretty much out of time on this one.
Well, I think we should put a little vote up on whose first kiss story was better. Your little 10-year-old peck on the cheek or whatever.
Oh, it was on the mouth. Come on. It was on the mouth.
You're gonna take that one to the grave with it.
It's on the mouth. I was 10. It was on the mouth, really.
God.
Oh. And I don't even remember her name.
That's good.
Yeah, I think so. Let's get the hell out of here.
Hey, by the way, this is for you and the drugs that you are on.
Electric Six, their newest song, I Buy the Drugs. I bought some good ones. They were only $8.50 at CVS.
Oh, by the way, you can get them for like $5 at Walmart in Jersey and Delaware.
Really? Oh, I ought to move there. I am the Reverend Smoke and Steve. He is Los. We are Los and Smoke. Thanks for putting up with us this long. I need a rest.
Take drugs.